And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's marvelous, monumental, most fascinating, massively mind-bending Monday as we join our hearts and minds as one, drawing closer to the King of Kings and glorifying his name. First up, we are in the book of Genesis. Wow. And in chapter 2, wow. And we're right at the place where God places man, Adam, in the garden. Wow. But not just to be a landscaper. The next thing that comes up, God gives Adam a massive warning. Do this, and you will not be a happy camper. Do this, and you will not be a happy landscaper. We'll look into that as well. Additionally, as things are going on, it's very important to understand that God spoke clearly to us and to the angels. It's not good for man to be alone. When man is alone, there's a brooding sense of feeling empty. That's the way that God created it. And finally, we cannot miss this wonderful element that we're going to examine, and that is Adam names all the animals and the birds, the wild animals and the normal animals, less wild animals. And in doing that, it makes it clear that God has placed man in charge of the earth.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk is what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and so much more. Remember, it's not professional radio. How do I know that's true? I don't even have my notes. That's how I know. But we're asking you this. What do you think? Now, you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show. So if you're in San Diego, it's 1203. If you're in Denver, it's 103. If you're in Dallas, it's 203. If you're in Detroit, it's 303. You can text us 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call us, I want you to be prepared, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and creatures of all ages and sizes, that when you call us, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob! Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like knowing, and I mean knowing, that your spiritual radio family has your back.
Aww.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you, David. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, my friend. Talking to you is like knowing that somebody's got your back. That's a nice feeling.
And talking to you is like remembering your notes.
I'll have to try that tomorrow, see right. How that goes. Anyway, so one of the things that we make sure that everybody knows is if you've got a praise report, we want you to be able to share it. It's very powerful. And you think, what's the big deal? I mean, but besides the fact that it's commanded, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I mean, besides the fact, I shouldn't really have to say anything else. It's commanded. Okay. And then on top of that, or alongside of that, when you give a praise report, you give glory and honor to God. You also bless other people who get a chance to hear it. You also reinforce the very testimony in your own life. And people are just blessed by that. If you've got a prayer request, we take our faith, combine it with your faith. More faith is a good thing, right? If we have faith the size of a mustard seed, well, let's see. And if two or more agree upon anything, well, let's see. So if we can get those things rolling between all of us and pray and petition and have genuine faith. The thing about the mustard seed, it's a pure seed. I mean, it's a really, you know, it's not, you can't have diluted. And so we need to have real, pure, deep faith. And we bring our petitions and we seek the Lord. And some of those are for positive things. Some of those are to get out of negative things. They're all over the place because life is like that. But the Lord can handle it. He can manage it, right? So we bring those petitions before the Lord. We also do weird things. We do history. We do jokes, although some people don't always think of them as jokes, not saying anybody in particular, Jacob, just thinking of general people. And then additionally, we also do Bible trivia. That was a good one. Here's Bible trivia. The other part of the question that I asked, here it is. So we already asked how many wives did Solomon have. Now we're asking how many concubines did Solomon have? Was it 200, 300, or 700? The answer to that also found in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 3. So your prior trivia question has that the same answer location-wise, reference-wise, as this one. That should make it easy. How many concubines did Solomon have? Is it 200, 300, or 700? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us. You can call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, we will do our DNA, because it is important to do our DNA. D of our DNA stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
All right. Now, this is a really tough question for some people, so I want to make sure you get it. How often is daily? Every day that ends with?
Every day. Yep.
That ends with Y. Right? That ends with day. So what is that? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, I guess it is every day, isn't it?
Yep, I think you got all the days.
Okay, it's all the days. Draw closer to the Lord daily. So how do you go about doing that? You spend time. And when we say spend time, let me say this real quickly. Fellowship is a phenomenal way to spend time. Okay? And the presence of the Lord is there, where two or more are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. And we also do a very strong push for spending time in the Word of God. The difference is we don't think you should spend time in the Word of God with 15 other things going on inside of your house that you're looking at the same time, because that's called distraction. So you're not actually hearing what God has to say. When you read the Word, if you read it to hear Him, you'll find out that He talks to you. It's very powerful. And prayer, now I did say this, I want you to be careful now, but remember, Abraham, very close to God, Abraham didn't have a Bible. Very close to God, right? He believed God, he spent time in communion with God, he was a friend of God. That too cannot be distracted. That time has to be separated, just like when Jesus separated himself to spend time with the Father. I think it's not even bizarre that Abraham, when that discussion went on with Sodom and Gomorrah, it's just God and Abraham having a talk. That's what you should be doing when you pray. Those are the things you do to draw closer to the Lord daily. N. So now we got D. Now we're doing the N. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And the reason this is so important is that this will be the attack, the not subtle attack from the enemy, to try and shame you in the Word of God. Even if you don't know it as well as other people, it doesn't matter. The whole goal is to shame. You have to have confidence in this simple point. God created the universe. He can write a book. Just that easy. And you cannot let the enemy, the world, the academics, Hollywood, anybody, anywhere, politicians especially, shame you for believing the word of God. And how do you not be shamed? Don't give them the credit. That's how. Draw closer to the Lord daily, D, and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. So an outpouring of drawing closer to the Lord daily and never being ashamed of Jesus or his words is your willingness to step up and say, here am I, Lord, use me. Now, how will that be? How will that go about? I have no idea. Does it mean that the heavens will open up and then you'll hear, David, I want you to go to... No, probably not. Could. I just don't think so. It does mean that you are sensitive in your heart and mind to anything the Lord wants to do, any direction he wants to go, and you are willing to do it, even if you don't get it, but that you trust him and that you move in partnership with him. That, ladies and gentlemen, is DNA. Draw closer to the Lord daily, D, N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words, and then A, always be ready to serve. Got it? Okay. How many concubines? Where did the wives of Solomon? How many concubines did Solomon have? 200, 300, or 700? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. To the text we go. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15, Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15, the Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and to care for it. But the Lord gave him this warning. Ooh. You may freely eat any fruit in the garden except the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat of its fruit, you will surely die. So the first thing that takes place, I want you to get, we do have a caller, and we're going to get to them in a second, but I want you to hear what I'm going to say, is God placed man in the garden to tend it and care for it. God wants us to care about the stuff he asks us to take care of. And some people try and use this and say, see, God's an environmentalist, okay? Well, the problem with that is in God's environmentalism, the only thing that's pollution is sin. So, yeah, that doesn't work. But what God does want from you and I is a care, a concern for that which he's committed to our trust. So let me say it this way and in a super nice way. God has made you a steward of different things. They may be gifts inside of you. They may be people that you're connected to. They may be purposes of serving. He's made you a steward of that, and he wants you to take care of it and tend to it. And the reason is simple. If it's important to God, it should be important to you and me. So as best I can, I tend to and care for this radio show and the people involved. I don't always do a great job, but it's important to the Lord, so it's important to me. That's how we got to think of it. All right, somebody is ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Brother Ace.
Brother Ace! Oh, my goodness gracious. You cannot imagine. What a blessing to hear your voice, my brother. How are you? Oh, my goodness. All right. First, how you doing? We'll deal with other things in a second, but tell me how you are.
Don't even ask.
Okay, I'm not gonna ask you then.
Don't even ask. Yeah,
but
pray. Yeah.
But you're calling, so yeah. You're breathing.
Yeah, I'm breathing. So
okay.
That's about it.
Okay.
I'm hanging on.
All right, hanging on. So we're gonna pray for you for a good period of time.
Yes.
So we want to do that. So we're gonna do the trivia question first. And then we can get that out of the way because people are hanging on wanting to know, and we got to take care of that. So I'm going to give you a setup. Now, we already asked the question on how many wives did Solomon have? And that answer was 700. This is how many concubines did Solomon have? Was it 200, 300, or 700? So how many concubines did he have?
It was 300, wasn't it?
That is correct, sir! You are right! That is right, and I've always felt, not just for the women, but a little bit for Solomon, thinking, no way. I mean, okay, what anybody says. The 700, 300, that's 1,000. If that guy was doing three a day, it would take him a year. I mean, it's like, no way. No way.
Yeah, pretty busy man.
That's a busy, right, and all his projects, could you just imagine?
Yeah, amen.
He was the inventor of Jolt Cola. No, I'm kidding.
To keep him up.
All right, well, let me pray over you. I want to pray the Lord's healing power into your life, okay?
Well, I need it, too. Let everybody out there know that your prayers are coveted and that whatever happens will be to the glory of God. So,
amen. Amen. Well, let's pray. Let's ask the Lord to show us and manifest his glory in your body now. So let's pray.
Amen.
Father, we come before you right now. We are just blessed to hear from Brother Ace. He's just great that he's called us, and we love our Brother Ace. We love him so much, Lord, and it's good to hear from everybody. But when you don't hear from somebody, you know they're hurting, it just worries us and concerns us. And, Lord, he's hurting. It's not a joke. He's hurting. He's going through a lot of stuff way past us, just not past you. And so we are asking you to reach into his body by the power of the Holy Spirit. Come upon him by the power of the Spirit in the name of Jesus, and that he would find a renewal taking place, an energy being poured out, a grace being given, a healing being manifested in his very body, in his very heart, in his very mind, in his lungs, in all of his limbs, in every part of him, that you would bring your healing power into him and that you would set him right. Lord, you said in Luke 22:51, no more of this. That's what we're asking. No more of this for him.
Amen.
Bring your power into his body. Bring your anointing into his body and let him be free to the glory of your name. And in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let it be according to that word. Amen.
Amen. Amen, hallelujah. Brother. Fully receive it, fully, fully, fully asking the Lord to bless you. Everybody will keep praying. Everybody.
Yes. Thank you, buddy. We love you.
All right. We love you. We love you.
Appreciate
you.
All right. Appreciate your prayers. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, my brother.
God bless you. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. All right. You guys have a job to do. You're praying for Brother Gary. We expect that. And we do expect that. We expect you to pray for Brother Ace. You're the prayer warriors. That's something you need to tend and take care of right there, okay? Perfect example. Okay, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn, and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy like so few can, right here on KAAM.
With his special guest today, Focus on the Family trauma specialist, Tim Sanford.
People, as they try to sort this out, they go through this they go through maybe a litany or a list in their mind and try to evaluate, well, you know, is this this and is this this, and what you said right there is the key, that the core of our strength, the core of our ability to go on yet for another day in the midst of what we would consider to be chaos, both socially, politically, and in other realms, is the Lord. I mean, the Lord gives us the ability. Until he blows that trumpet, we are not done.
Exactly. And that's where we come back to, people ask me, well, again, the why questions that people all across the U.S. are asking. And my best theological accurate answer I can give them is, I don't know. I don't stop there. That is an accurate answer. I finish my answer then by saying, here's what I do know.
Excellent.
I know that God is still on his throne. I know that God knew what was going on. I don't know why. Here's what I do know. God is still a loving God. He still is in charge. Here's what I do know. Here's what I do know. Here's what I do know.
The David Spoon Experience.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty. And as with the
baby, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Wow, thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We do have somebody on the line. I think somebody is on the line. And we're going to get to them, and then we've got a trivia question, and we got some more teaching. So let me check with Jacob. Somebody on the line? Yep, okay. Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary in Corsicana.
Hello, Gary in Corsicana. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. I got a prayer request, if you don't mind.
Absolutely, brother. That's what we're here for. What do you got? What can we pray for?
My sister called me last night, and they're taking her to Baylor today to do some further testing on her, and they did mention the word cancer.
Okay.
So she's a year younger than me and a whole lot prettier, and I don't want anything to happen to her. But
gotcha.
We've had dealt with this in our family, and I go every couple of years for the procedure, but I believe the Lord to take care of her. I'm just praying that they won't be able to find anything that's like that, that it'll be all good.
Okay.
That the Lord will take care of it.
All right, let's pray. Let's do it. Let's bring it before the Lord
right now.
Gary, okay? What's your sister's name?
Yes. It's Pam. She's kind of a private person, but I don't think she's listening.
Okay, you got it. All right. Father, we come before you right now, and I thank you for my brother Gary, and thank you for his care for his sister and the fact that he loves her, cares about her. Lord, he's inside. He's weeping because he just doesn't want anything bad to happen, and it's just you can fully understand that. Lord, you know this is how you designed us, that he would carry that for her and care about her. And so we, in caring for Gary and being his brothers, his connectors in the kingdom of God, we're caring for him. We're asking you, petitioning you for Gary's sake, for his sister. We're asking you to just let the report not reflect the darkness.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that could be first, and that could be it, and we hope it is.
Yes.
Lord, if there's anything else, we're just asking for the peace that passes all understanding, because nothing stops you.
Yes,
nobody, no thing, nothing in all creation. And we're asking you to give grace and mercy to Pam. Just allow this to be a simplified scenario. And Lord, if there's anything more required, that we stand firm, committed, immovable, that the peace that passes all understanding will keep everybody's heart and mind in Christ. We are asking for your grace in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. You keep us posted. Don't you hesitate. You know, you can text me. You don't have to just text during the show, but you can text me if you need to, you know, off hours on the 214. The 214-210-8483. And just let me know.
Praying for your family and yourself too, brother.
Yeah.
I'm praying for you guys.
I appreciate that, Brad. We're going to keep praying for you, and you keep us posted. We love you, okay?
Love you too. Thank you, man. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right. That's what we do. Corsicana Gary. Okay, that's what Joanne has come up with. That's the name we're going to use for Gary. Because we have our brother Gary, and now we have Corsicana Gary. Then we have Roger again. Boy, this is going to be weird. We're going to have to get like a lexicon. I thought the other day, we're going to need to have a lexicon of somebody. Okay, all right, here's your next trivia question. Okay, there you go. And don't forget to be praying for Pam, which is, Corsicana Gary's sister. Just don't forget that. All right, here we go. Here's your next trivia question. What did Delilah do? Now listen to what I'm going to say. You got to listen to the whole thing. To get Samson's haircut, what did she do to him? Did she blackmail him? Did she fight with him? Or did she put him to sleep to actually cut his hair? It's in Judges 16:19. Okay? I'm not talking about her doing the annoying thing. That was what led up to it, okay? Because he was driving her nutty, okay? No, not talking about the nagging to death. What we're talking about is, what did she then do? Did she then blackmail him? Did she then fight with him? Or did she then put him to sleep, lull him to sleep? If you think you know the answer, Judges 16:19 is your reference point. You can call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Let's get to the next little portion of our teaching. It is still here in Genesis. We are in chapter 2. We just did verse 15 where it says, the Lord God placed the man in the garden to tend for it and care for it. Verse 16, but the Lord gave him this warning. You may freely eat any fruit in the garden except fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you will surely die. Ooh. Okay, so let's just kind of lay this out before us so that everybody can kind of be on the same page. So God puts man in the garden. Remember, Eve's not here yet. Remember, chronological, not happening in Genesis, probably not happening in many other places too. So here we go. God says, here, I'm going to pop you in the middle of the garden, right? You're going to tend it. You're going to care for it. We're supposed to tend and care for all the things that God puts in our lives and puts us into. That's what we're supposed to do. Then God gave him this warning. He warns him. And this is the part. I have not a hard time with this. It's amazing. Remember, Adam's in charge. Adam is large and in charge. Just the nicest way to say it, okay? And he's got a sovereignty going, right? But he tells him. He goes, look. He goes, here's a caveat to this whole thing. You can eat any fruit in the garden except the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you're going to die. What's important to understand about this is it's a couple of things. But number one, and I've always wondered this and want to ask Adam, I've heard different theological positions. Please don't write me your theological paper on it. I already know, but I just can't, you know, there were two trees at the center of the garden. There was the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And I just, you know, just like, dude, grab the tree of life fruit. It's just me. It's like, no, get the other fruit. That one's the tree. Don't get that one. Get that one. And so God tells him, hey, don't eat this one tree. You can have anything else you want, but this one. And he's, when you eat it, you're going to have a consequence that goes way beyond your understanding. That consequence is you're going to die. Now, what's amazing about this, and we'll give credit to Spirit-Filled Life Bible Notes, is Adam had a sovereignty of which he was, it eradicated almost piece by piece. His life also eradicated piece by piece. When the decision came and he made this decision to sin, he didn't physically die, but he spiritually died. And then he subsequently died in other elements all the way down to death itself. And so it was a progressive death that he put himself in that position. But God gave him the warning, telling him, don't do this, because if you do this, it's going to create a disaster. And this disaster is way past what you're thinking. Don't do it. You're going to die. This is terrible. And one would think, gee, that should just be the end of it. But it wasn't. And one would think, gosh, you can't have one, but you can have the other 9,000. You'd think that would be sufficient. That would be satisfactory. But it wasn't. When the Lord gives us a warning, he's trying to help us. He's not trying to take away the fun. He's trying to take away the failure. Don't do this one thing. You do this, it'll be a disaster. I've told you this before. I won't say the person's name. I'm counseling this one person, and they were telling me they had committed adultery, and they wanted to make it right. And he said, God never gave that law. God never gave that restriction because he was trying to keep people from having fun. He gave it because he was trying to keep people from creating pain. That is why God did what he did. Get that? All right. Your trivia question. He had the pink ping pong ball there. What did Delilah do to get Samson to cut his hair after she nagged him to death? What did she do? Did she blackmail him? Did she fight with him? Or did she put him to sleep? The Bible says in Judges 16:19, she lulled him to sleep so that he went. And when you fall asleep, when you're not supposed to, things get taken. Okay, folks, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
She thought he was a gardener. Sir, she said, if you have taken him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will go and get him. Mary, Jesus said. Now you think three words. Come on, Dave. Mary, Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, Rabboni, which is Hebrew for teacher. Or it doesn't matter if your translation says master, rabbi. It doesn't care. She said, Mary. She responded, Master, Lord. You see, the resurrected Jesus Christ speaks the name of his sheep. And Jesus knows your name. My sheep, Jesus said, know my voice. And they hear me. And you were going along in your journey. Maybe you were young and you were in church. Maybe you were young and somebody brought it to you. Maybe you were in the middle part of your life. Maybe in the later part of your life. But at some point, Jesus said your name. He said, David, Tierra, Tiffany, Noel, Joshua, Ashley. At some point, he called your name. The risen Messiah spoke your name to you. You know what? That's when you said, yes, Lord. Yes, Master. Yes, Rabboni. It's the most powerful moment because it's the moment that the divine Messiah speaks to you and pulls you from one kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, into another kingdom, the kingdom of light. It is the moment that changed everything. And Billy Graham had a really good piece on it. Said some people can really define that moment, some people can't. Doesn't matter. It happened for those that, well, it was kind of like a metamorphosis, but it happened. And in the economy of God, it happens more specifically. And maybe the person doesn't know the date. I know my date, but maybe the person doesn't know the date that he said yes to Jesus. But there was a moment where Jesus called your name and you said yes. And that was the beginning of your understanding of his depth of love.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM Amen 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, getting ready for your next trivia question, and a tough one it is. Whoa, get ready. Here we go. All right. Now, considering that God put limits on human beings, that's your little hint, right? How many years did Joshua live? Did he live 120 years, 110 years, or 90 years? If you're looking for a reference point, you will want to go to Joshua 24:29 to figure out how long Joshua lived. 120, 110, or 90 years. How long did Joshua live? I'll give you the phone number, then we'll send you up to the website. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. Make sure you check your references to make sure. 214-210-8483. That's for the trivia question. You can also send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. Blah, 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 blah. Plus, if you can give, that'd be fantastic. Wow. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. The point is this: whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as they've decided in his heart, not reluctantly and not under compulsion. Hello? For God loves a cheerful giver. If you can't smile, keep it. How about that? Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Yes. That's my comment to that. Yes.
Is that you when you hurt your knee?
Yeah, that was actually, that's really good. That's exactly how it sounded because I didn't really use my third tongue. Oh, I thought about it. I just didn't do it.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, that's it right there. I'm just waiting for somebody to do that one time and somebody go, yes, can I help you? It's just like, okay, the trivia question. Now, listen, you guys, I just encourage people to check their references. How many years did Joshua live? 120, 110, or 90 years? Your answer is in Joshua 24:29. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or as well send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to, for Joanne and Cordelia, thank you for the stamps and the pictures. By the way, ladies, thank you very much. Well received. Appreciated. Hello, hello, hello. All right. In the meantime, we're going to do history.
Let's go live in the past.
Okay, today is National Wear Red Day. Look, see. Oh. I didn't even
know
that.
You knew beforehand, though.
Yeah,
right?
I want to say I did, but now it's one of those like, nope, didn't know that. Today is also National Weather Person's Day. What a tough job that would be. Okay, it's not just that they're pointing to stuff. It's just that when they cut in on the weather and it's serious weather and he's telling people, the people are like, put Jeopardy back on. It's like, oh, I would hate that. That's terrible.
Or the football game.
Yeah. I mean, just, hey, it's cold out. Really? Oh, didn't know that. Today is National Bubblegum Day. Okay. All right. I love the bubblegum. And it's also, I love this, Chocolate Fondue Day.
That's a good one.
That's a good one right there. For those that want to know, on this day in 1971, Apollo 14 lands on the moon. And then also in 1974, first close-up pictures of Venus from NASA's Mariner 10. There you go. That's the history. You are welcome. The question, how many years did Joshua live? 120, 110, or 90 years? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. The next portion of Scripture is verse 18 of Genesis chapter 2, and it says this, and this is a big one. And the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a companion who will help him. So the Lord God formed the soil every kind of animal and bird, brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And Adam chose a name for each one. He gave names to all the livestock, all the birds, all the wild animals, but still there was no companion suitable for him. So let's start with the first part of this, which is really one of the most important parts. And if you don't catch that God is teaching us something here, that is a shame, and then I failed. The thing that we must catch is the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. In King James, it's not good for man to be alone. They don't have the. That's fine. That's the key. God was with Adam, but Adam needed other people, which is where you get the OPM. Other people matter. They matter because they're important to God, and they matter because they're important to you. And if you think about going through life, when two are together, there is a better reward. When three are together, it's a bind that will not be quickly broken. One alone, it's impossible to keep warm. And what's important to understand is that you cannot be a lone wolf McQuaid Christian. You can't be a lone wolf. Can't do it. Not permissible. Even in ministry, in all elements, Jesus sent them out two by two. I mean, in everything there is, there's that gathering, there's the unit, there's the body. And it's important to understand that people that have the, I don't need anybody, I've got it all wrapped up, I've got a special understanding with the Lord, and I don't need fellowship in any capacity, that is biblically incorrect. If you want to run with that, it's not going to send you to hell, but you're wrong. The Bible is absolutely clear that being alone with nobody is a very dangerous place to be. And in Christianity, if you are alone and there's nobody there to pick you up, you are putting yourself in grave danger. Now, I don't want people to think you've got to go to this particular church or this particular fellowship or this particular. I don't think any of that at all. But I know somebody in my own circle, and they are having a hard time fellowshipping because somebody that they're connected to doesn't want to fellowship or do anything, and the other person needs fellowship. And so I've just been praying every day, Lord, open up doors of fellowship for this person. Like, it's so important, it's so powerful to know that you can unload, share, have confidence, engage, strengthen, love. It's so important that God put it in the example of mankind for him to continue. And here's what God said. It's not good for man to be alone. It's not the end of everything. It's just not good. So don't. Don't be so prideful or so distant. Don't be so smart or so irritable that you can't be around other believers. That's a dangerous place to be. Understand? It's not good for man to be alone. How many years did Joshua live? Was it 120, 110, or 90? And the answer is 110 years. 110, that's a long, long time. There you go. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, it's Amazing Jennifer, and I am helping out the David Spoon Experience. As you may know, I basically run the KAAM radio station.
Amazing! amazing.
And Dr. Dave is looking for a few good people to join and become representatives, ambassadors, and stewards of this here radio ministry. Now, you may be thinking, well, I'd love to get involved, but I'm not very qualified for ministerial positions. Well, the truth is that because you are a child of our Heavenly Father, that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you seek to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have all you need to be a part of this ministry. But Jennifer, don't I need to be perfect? No. Just go to HeMustIncrease.org. That's HeMustIncrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website, and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Just fill out the form and we will reach out to you. But sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position. You are on your own with that.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
A big portion of being guided is asking, prayer, when you're praying with people, fellowship amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know His Word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us. Is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for your last trivia question, which should not be as hard as the last question was, but it is still not always easy. Here we go. In the first, I've asked this 2 weeks ago, so this will tell me who's listening. I'll be able to tell by the speed of the responses. In the first multiplication, how many baskets full of loaves and fishes were left? In the first one, 6 baskets, 7 baskets, or 12 baskets? 6 baskets, 7 baskets, or 12 baskets? How many were in the multiplication of the first baskets of the loaves and the fishes? That's Matthew 14:20. Matthew 14:20. Okay? Here it is. So, if you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So how many in the first multiplication, the first time it happened, how many baskets full of loaves and fishes were left? Is it 6, 7, or 12 baskets? Matthew 14:20 is your reference point. In the meantime, I have a couple of jokes. Are you ready for these?
I'm ready.
Okay. I got two of them that are, I think they're good. Okay. Now, you might not think they're good. I think they're humorous. Let me say that. Not very long. A little more than one line, but not very long. It was a local election time, and the candidate was visiting all the houses in the area. At one house, a small boy answered the door. "Tell me, young man," said the politician, "is your mommy in the Republican Party or in the Democratic Party?" And he said, "Neither. She's in the bathroom." In the bathroom. Come on. All right. When the Smith family moved into their new house, a visiting grandparent asked 5-year-old Tommy how he liked the new place. "It's great. I have my own room. Alex has his own room, and Jamie has her own room. But poor mom still has to stay in the same room with dad." All right, and here's a thought provoker. You ready for this one? This is pretty funny. It's a twister, which means you got to think about it, right? Who is bigger, Mr. Big or Mr. Big's baby? Mr. Big's baby is a little big. Okay, all right, that's a good one. People are like going, "What are you talking about?" Never mind. Just move on. You didn't even buzz that. You didn't say anything.
I'm debating.
Okay. All right. See, I left you right there.
That one was clever, but I don't know.
Okay. All right. I'll let it go. In the first multiplication, how many baskets full of loaves of fish were left? Is it 6, 7, or 12, if you think you know? 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. The rest of our texts we go to, we are in Genesis chapter 2. And we are now at verse 19. So we just said it's not good for man to be alone. So he says this in verse 19, "I will make a companion for him who will help him." Helpmate, by the way. And so you're talking about somebody that's complementary to the existence of another is what the Hebrew word means. Verse 19, "So the Lord God formed every kind of animal and bird, and he brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And Adam chose a name for each one. He gave the names to all the livestock, birds, and wild animals, but still there was no companion suitable for him." So there's a couple of cool things in here that I want you to catch that are I think, fascinating. First of all, Adam had enough intellect. So some people think when Adam was born, he was the most genius person in the world. I don't know if that's accurate. But he had enough knowledge and insight to know how to name him. Now, again, this then has to come down to certain questions, doesn't it? You have to ask yourself what some animals are called and why they're called that, and I think that's funny. Now, you might get upset or get overly spiritual, and I don't care. Here's the bottom line. I think it's very funny for me to say, how did you come up with hippopotamus? How did you come up with buffalo? I mean, there's some things I want to know that I think are, Adam named them, okay? But the point is not that. The fact is that God had enough confidence in Adam to give them the name, so God already knew what he was going to name them. That's not the interesting thing. What's interesting, or what's fascinating theologically, is he brings to Adam all the animals and the birds that were formed. And Adam gives them the name to all the livestock, the birds, and the wild animals. But there was nobody suitable for Adam out of that. Animals are huge. Don't get weird. We've had a dog forever and a day. We love our pet. Love them. But the truth is, it is Noelle and I. And I need her more than any other. And while it's awesome to have the animals, I need the human companionship. I need the human interaction. This is a reiteration of the previous verse, which says it's not good for man to be alone. And the response, outside of God being his perfect spiritual companion, is that the animals, as awesome as they were, and Adam named every one of them, must have known quite a few of them to name them, it was insufficient. There still had to be other human contact. And it's important to understand why I stress this. God declared that people need people. Now, does that mean you need every person? No. Does that mean every person is good for you? No. Does that mean every family member is good for you because they're in your family? No. But it does mean that people need people. And when somebody hermits out, let me say that, when somebody separates from all, that is not the intent of the design that God created man in. God is the one who made the declaration, it's not good to be alone. Here is a huge saying, and you must listen to this. This is the most important thing of all the things I'm going to say today. You need to have good, confident brothers and sisters as friends. And if you want to have a friend, you need to be a friend. In other words, it's not just about you going, come be my friend. You and I need to be that for others. You know, what you sow, so shall you reap. Be that person. Be that friend. So many people right now would give almost anything just to have somebody in their life who cares. Be the person who cares. Be the person who cares for somebody. And watch how God adds to your life richness, because that's how he designed us. Be a friend, and you will have friends. Get that? Be a companion. Be a person, a good person, a loving person, and you will have good and loving people in your life. By the way, the answer to the trivia question, how many baskets of loaves were and fish were left over? 6, 7, or 12? The answer is 12! The answer was 12. That is the answer. And it is Matthew 14, 20. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, 22 and a half hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity and Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.